It is 8:44, special guest in the studio today, as we always do on Thursday. It's time for This is Tourism, a weekly feature made possible by the Chapel Orange County Visitors Bureau. My guests influence the local impact of tourism in our community every single day. And joining us today is one who's been around for a while, Todd Boyette, lifelong educator and just the fifth director in the history of the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. He also happens to be co-founder of the North Carolina Science Festival. So welcome, Todd, to the show.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for me.
Good to see you again. Now, Moorhead Planetarium, I always call it a hidden treasure because it's not hidden. It's right there on Franklin Street. But there are a lot of people walking around town who've never even been there. Take just a minute, if you would, and explain what the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center is all about.
Sure. It's sad if people walk by the planetarium and have never come to visit us. We are the first planetarium in the South. We opened in 1949, and since that time, we've served over 8 million visitors that have come through our doors. And if you visit us today, you will be exposed to modern science, contemporary science. We have a digital dome theater that allows us to project the stars, but also allows us to leave Earth and travel anywhere in the universe. It allows you to travel through the human body. We have a planetarium show called Grossology and You, which is about the human body. Your adventure can certainly begin and your universe expand if you visit Moorhead.
Now, those of us who've been around for a while know all about this story, but the fact is that there are so many astronauts who have trained at Moorhead Planetarium, and when I mention that to people, sometimes they get this shocked look on their face, like, really? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Out of those 8 million visitors that we've seen since we opened, probably the most famous visitors are the early astronauts of NASA. We trained all of the astronauts that were trained in celestial navigation from 1960 to 1975. The reasoning behind it was when you go into space, if your navigation system failed, and remember this was the early days of computing, those navigation systems did fail. It would be important for the astronauts to know how to navigate using the stars, just like the ancient mariners mm-hmm. did. And so that's what the team at Moorhead did. They provided all the training. All the astronauts, the early astronauts that you would know their names: Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Jim. We had Jim Lovell back just last spring, a year and a half ago, and he still to this day talks about his training and how his training saved his life and his crew's life in Apollo 13. But they use that training a lot. Even if their navigation systems did not fail, they use the training on every mission to ensure their navigation systems were working and were calibrated correctly.
Now, I know that Moorhead Planetarium is a top draw for school kids. They come in big groups sometimes, and adult visitors and alumni for Carolina. How many out-of-town guests do you host? I know you've talked about all the years, all the millions of people you've had over the years, but about how many visitors do you have each year?
We annually have between 160 to 170,000 people that come through our doors every
wow.
year.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. About half of those are school field trips, mm-hmm. and all of those are 99% of those are from out of town.
Yeah.
And then a little over half of our membership is out of Orange County. So out of the 160,000, a vast majority of those are out-of-town visitors.
What's your most popular attraction?
Oh, the Full Dome Theater, no question. We have a couple of small exhibit spaces, but everyone who comes to Moorhead, they come to visit the theater. It's just not every day you can step, first of all, into a 68-foot in diameter dome, be immersed into a new world. But also you're sitting in the same dome that the astronauts trained in. It's pretty cool.
Now, I know that when they go there, talking kids and adults as well, they hear stories. And is the one about the astronauts, is that the one that gets everybody so excited?
It's a very important part of our history. I think the thing that is most surprising to people, though, Because I, as I go out and speak to groups, I think we're doing a better job of communicating the astronaut story. Fewer and fewer people have never heard that story. But to a person, when we start explaining all of the programs that we do beyond what happens inside of our building, people are surprised by that. For instance, we launched the North Carolina Science Festival in 2010, and mm-hmm. that has events all across the state. We work with partners to do that. We have outreach programs. The last 4 years in a row, we've had programs and activities in every county in North Carolina on the ground in the county. So although we do bring in a lot of people into town, 160,000 every year or so, we serve three times that number of people in programs offsite.
Amazing. Well, first of all, I mentioned before that you're a co-founder of the North Carolina Science Festival. Kudos for that. But also, I was thinking about all those people, all those visitors, and we always talk about this, all those visitors who come into the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center all the time are here, and they're spending money in our community, and it's very important. You know, it's another way that tourism is such an important part of our local economy and everything that we do. I understand there's some renovations going on. When the renovation happens, will there be parking and marketing to new audiences, or what exactly is going to be the benefit of all that?
The parking lot, as you know, parking in and around the campus can be a challenge. The parking lot will remain the current size it is. There's parking on Franklin Street, and remember the Rosemary Deck, and now the new deck at Carolina Square. So I think we have actually more opportunities regardless of our renovation. In terms of expanding into new audiences, one of our biggest challenges has been one of floor space, public floor mm-hmm. space, and the renovation will expand our public exhibit space by four times.
Wow.
So our plan is to expand the marketing. We'll have more to offer older audiences. Moorhead still is recognized as a place for children and their caregivers for the most part, and we will continue to remain a primary place for children and their families to visit and engage. But we'll have more opportunities for older audiences,
yeah.
Adult audiences, students, college students. We're pretty excited about that.
Well, you know, this community is such a transient community. So many people coming in and out, and a lot of people living here who have not been here very long. And I would certainly suggest to them, go to the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center, see what it's all about, and see what a hidden treasure it is. Not so hidden treasure. But, Todd, appreciate your coming in today.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks for joining us on This is Tourism, a conversation with Todd Boyette. You can find our conversation and photos later on in the day on demand on chapelboro.com. Catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature. Thanks to our incredible partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. 853 979 The Hill, WCHL.
Early in morning, rising to the street.